The number of students who are choosing to enter the education profession is declining. The State University of New York, which trains 25% of New York's educators, is trying to address the issue because the state's school districts are now seeing a shortage of qualified teachers. We get more from WRVO's Payne Horning.
Give me another lump of tape.
Inside a classroom at SUNY Oswego, a small group of education majors learn how to incorporate an experiment into their lesson plan. There's only three students in this class. SUNY Oswego, which was originally created to train teachers, now enrolls a third of the number of education students it did 10 years ago. And system-wide, SUNY education majors have dropped by 30%. Kaylee Fallett says she feels a calling to education, but she recognizes the drawbacks.
My dad's whole thing, he wanted me to be the best well-off I could be, so the money aspect came into it, of course. But then he soon realized that it made me happy, and he accepted it, and he's supported me ever since. But at first, there was that kind of like, are you sure you want to do this?
Low pay and public scrutiny have always been deterrents to the teaching profession, and teaching shortages are cyclical. Marcia Burrell, chair of SUNY Oswego's Curriculum and Instruction Department, says what's different now is the expensive and duplicative process to become a teacher. Post-graduation, New York teachers have to pass four certification exams and get a master's degree within 5 years. Burrell says these costly requirements are becoming barriers to the profession.
We have to rethink all the hoops that new teachers have to go through in order to become a teacher.
SUNY Oswego is now offering a 15-month graduate certification degree to help train more educators, but Burrell says larger institutional changes are needed. System-wide, SUNY is undergoing a major overhaul of its education programs. David Cantafa, the SUNY Assistant Provost for Educator Preparation, says Teach New York will incorporate ideas from the New York State Department of Education and K-12 teachers.
We do want to look at is expanding program offerings in areas of greater need. So, for example, sciences, career and technical, and so forth, to work with local communities to develop expanded enrollment in those particular areas is something that we want to be able to do on our campuses.
The first Teach New York report released last year recommended increased recruitment and additional financial aid to attract more students. Jamie Dengler, vice president for academics from the United University Professions Union, said SUNY can train as many teachers as it wants, but until the state eases certification requirements, New York will continue to lose teachers to other states.
It's not surprising that many of our young folks who are actually graduating from teacher education programs are deciding not to even try to get certified in New York State. They're just leaving the state.
Dengler is encouraged by the New York State Board of Regents' recent decision to eliminate one of the certification exams, and she hopes SUNY administrators recognize that as they craft their reforms.
There we go.
Please come into the Latent Learning Community Classroom.
SUNY Oswego recently unveiled its new immersive classroom at an Oswego elementary school. Layton Elementary Principal Kara Shore says investments in training the next generation of teachers like this are necessary because the outcome has ramifications for every New Yorker.
What they will do and what they will do for our society all comes back to the fact that they were in grade school, right? Whether they're president of the United States or whether they're working doing construction in the summer, they were in first grade once. And so we really want to make sure that everybody understands that this is about all of us.
SUNY plans to release its policy change recommendations this spring. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.